Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And today we have special guest, Franklin County 4-H Program Manager, Josie Medlin. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning.
Nice to see you again. Yes. In with a smile on this lovely Valentine's Day. Whee!
Yes, yes, yes.
So, Valentine's Day, people out doing lots of stuff and putting things together and surprises. Projects. Hey, there's a segue for you. Tell us a little bit about 4-H projects and what's coming down the pike for us.
Well, some new things to look out for is, same thing as usual, May 1st is the deadline to add and drop projects. So you can just call or email your program manager and they will be able to fix all of that. And if you have any questions, we love talking to you guys. And there's no dumb questions about projects. If you have any information and you are wanting a dire answer in that moment, you can go to kansas4h.org/projects. And that is on our state page. And there's just a ton of information about all of the different projects. So there's just links. There's two different things that you can go to. It's the Club Corner and the Clover Classroom. Those are two different types of things that the state has come out with. They just have a ton of great information on there about all the projects, and some of them even have like little projects to do in the project. So it kind of helps guide you in a stepping stone, and it's for all levels. That is our Club Corner. They have just stepping stones for all ages, from our little clover buds to even our seniors, of just some ways to get better in that project. Some other things to look forward and looking at is that this last winter time, the state changed a lot of the names for our projects. They're still the same projects, they just look a little bit different. So starting off with last year, it was called Clothing and Textiles. We had Construction and Bimanship. Now we have, they're separated, and it is called Sewing and Textile Design, and then Shopping and Style. So that Sewing and Textile Design is your construction, so that's the same thing, and just you make your outfit and you bring it to the fair or whatever. And the Shopping and Style is the same as Bimanship, so hence the name Shopping and Style. Another one that's a little bit different is last year it was called Home Environment, and this year it is called Interior Design and Architecture. So it's the same concept of building your home. For you that don't know, one project that was shown this year at the fair was someone entered into this project and they made a poster about them redoing their bedroom at home. So kids, this might be a good excuse to ask mom and dad if you can redo your room, because it could be a 4-H project. So another one that looks a little bit different is last year, previously it was called Plant Science, and it was broken out into plant side field crops, forestry, and horticulture. This year they're all separated amongst themselves instead of combined under the Plant Science name, and it is now called Agronomy, Forestry, and Horticulture and Landscaping Design. So they're still the same thing, but they're now their own project rather than being under the same branch, but they're still the same things. And then the last one that looks a lot different is last year we had STEM project, and then underneath that big tree was ag mechanics, architecture, block construction, astronomy, computer science, energy management, robotics, aerospace rocketry, small engines, and uncrewed aircraft systems, and lastly, our woodworking project. Those were all underneath that STEM branch, and now they are all separated into their own projects. So instead of last year when you went and you just enrolled in the STEM project, say you want to do building block engineering and woodworking, you now need to enroll in both of those projects rather than just STEM. And then the last one that is a little bit different is all of our livestock ones are a little bit different. So previously, say you wanted to show a steer and a heifer, you had to enroll in the beef breeding and beef market. Now all you have to do is just enroll in beef, and then you can later on choose whether or not you're showing a heifer or a steer at the fair. So that one's a little bit different. You don't have to, prior to May 1, enroll in both of those. So those are just some things that are a little bit different. They're, in a way, like for us, then it kind of makes a little bit more sense, I feel like. It's opening up a door to just to make it a little bit easier for our parents and our kids to understand the projects.
Clarification is a good thing, especially something you're going to be investing. Some of these projects take months, don't they?
Yeah. So, like, that's the thing with the beef project is, like, previously, if you wanted to show a pig and you didn't know if you're going to be in the breeding or market project, you just enrolled in both. And now you just have to enroll in the swine project, and then you can just roll on from there. Because you won't get your hogs until about February. So, you got to make those decisions pretty quick right then and there.
Sounds like a good idea overall. Well, you know, like we said, just having that clarification makes things a little easier. And being able to kind of broaden your scope a little bit. Instead of, here is one category, now you can break it down a little more. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this.
Which... Yeah, that is the one thing, especially that STEM project. Those are some of my favorite projects. As a 4-H'er, I was kind of avoided those. I was like, you know, that's just not my thing. And now that I am older and stuff, and I truly understand how awesome those projects are, you can go very far. So my favorite one, for all of you kids that don't know, architecture block construction is another word for the Lego project, which is one of my favorites because who doesn't like Legos? I mean, they're fun toys,
they
obviously.
Are fun, except to step on them barefoot.
Of course. But those are just one of my favorite things that I liked now to being able to dive in. So yeah, I would totally recommend checking out the Club Corner and the Clover Classroom and just check through those links and learn a little bit about it. And you never know, maybe you'll be the new Lego project person.
Hey, that could be cool. That's kind of a thing to aspire to right there. Behold, see the thing that I have made. Makes it a lot less intimidating.
Yeah.
Instead
of,
ooh, STEM, that's all science-y and scary. No, it's not. It's fun stuff, just like everything else in 4-H.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for coming in today and telling us about this. I think it'll make things a little easier for folks to decide, oh, this is what I want to do. This is what that means. I think I can deal with that. Thanks again. We look forward to talking to you soon. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.